Section 3. You will hear a dialogue between a doctor and a patient. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hello, Dr. Smith. Can I come in?
Yes, please. Sit down. I won't be a minute.
Thank you.
You would be Mr. Garrison?
Yes, Peter Garrison.
Okay. What seems to be the problem, Mr. Garrison?
I've been having some pains in my stomach and it's been bothering me for nearly 2 weeks. Actually, 10 days to be exact.
What happened at the time the pain started?
I was having dinner with my family, and I thought I must have eaten something that didn't sit well in my stomach.
Then what did you do?
I drank a glass of Alka-Seltzer to ease the pain, but it didn't work.
Do you remember what it was that you ate at the time the pain started?
Yes. I was eating pumpkin soup with bread, and then we had roast chicken, potatoes, some vegetables, and afterwards dessert. I think it was chocolate pudding. With cream.
That's quite a lot of food.
Yes, well, I do like to eat.
Do you do any form of exercise?
No, not really. I mean, sometimes I might go for a walk.
How often?
Well, maybe once a month.
And for how many hours?
Oh, no, not a long walk. I might walk to the local shops instead of taking my car.
How far away is the shop?
About 5 minutes.
By car?
No, on foot.
Well, I think the problem here is that you're quite overweight from the looks of things. You don't exercise and you eat far too much. So I'd say the issue you're having with your stomach is something that was inevitable. I'm going to suggest a few things, but you have to comply. Otherwise, there's no point in me going on.
So, it's serious.
It will be if you don't take steps to change your lifestyle.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now, listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Oh, what should I do?
First of all, I'm going to give you a list of what you can and can't eat for the next month. I want you to follow this quite strictly. Do you understand?
Yes.
For breakfast, I want you to have a cup of hot water and lemon juice.
Is that all?
No, let me finish.
Sorry.
After 20 minutes, I want you to have a freshly squeezed juice of either fruit or vegetables. Then, eat either cereal without sugar and with low-fat milk, or if you don't like cereal, then have some toast. You can use honey or jam that is organic only, but I don't want you to use any butter and no sugar or salt.
For a whole month?
Yes. Then, for a mid-morning snack, you can have 2 pieces of fruit. Lunch will be 2 pieces of brown organic bread with either avocado or hummus instead of butter and salad. Then in the afternoon, you can have a handful of nuts, but not too many. Okay so far?
Well, it all sounds a bit hard. You know, it doesn't seem like much.
For dinner, you are allowed a small quantity of about 100 grams of either brown rice or pasta with steamed or baked fish and vegetables. If you must have dessert, you can either have another piece of fruit or some low-fat organic yogurt.
Where do I buy all this organic food?
There's a shop in the high street, and I want you to walk there. It's just opposite the town hall.
Okay.
I want you to be 100% dedicated to this diet.
Is that it?
Yes, and I'll see you in a month's time to reassess you.
Okay, doctor. Well, I'll see you in a month.
Oh, and absolutely no alcohol, coffee, or cigarettes.
Oh, dear.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now, turn to section 4.